This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is not Tom Daly, but Adam does give me a rise up every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Speaking of very powerful women, on the line we have a lady from the LFL, which is a Legends Football League. Good morning to Penny Reid. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Well, thank you. Now, Penny, I'm quite excited when you sent me the press release for this LFL. It's kicking off in three countries with Australia being the first. How do you feel about being part of this, you know, amazing launch?
Well, it's very, very exciting. I'm very honoured to be a part of this. And it's like a new adventure, something new to Melbourne, something new to Australia. So I think it's really going to take off.
Wow. Is it true that it's essentially gridiron with women in lingerie? Because that's what my co-host G-String here is so caught up about this morning.
We'd all like to think that, wouldn't we? No, it's actually just gone through a rebranding where we wear athletic attire. We have protective gear. We wear elbow pads, knee pads, compression stockings. We wear more clothing than most of the Olympic sports, so lingerie is probably a bit too far.
Well, I was going to say, there's been a few feminist rants and objections about the lingerie advertising, because there are a few females dressed in like bras and little boy leg shorts and showing off their abdominums and their deltoids and every other muscle in between. There were a few rants about that. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think they look very, very good looking, actually, but... you know, showing off all the good parts.
No, exactly, from a completely non-perverted point of view, right?
No, completely.
Exactly.
I mean, I wear it, so... It's everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, that's the awesome part about being in Australia, is that everyone can voice their own opinion. We just have this, like, I'm very on about women's rights and go women and everything. And, you know, I might just have a different look at it, a different way of going about it. Same goal, different angle.
Wow. Well, that's a great outlook to have on it in any case. Can I ask, with the teams building up here in Melbourne, in Australia, how many teams are there?
We've got four teams. There's the Victorian Maidens, which is us. There's the New South Wales Surge, the Queensland Brigade, and the Western Australian Angels.
Now, West Australian Angels.
Ooh, why are they the Angels? Are they naughty?
No.
Just checking.
Too nice, I think. Too nice.
Oh, you can't play football nicely. There's got to be a bit of mud and grit. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we'll wait till game day. What happens?
Well, speaking of mud and grit, what's the training process have been like? Have you guys been on shredding diets like me and Adam? Have you been, like, you know, working out full on? What's it been like, the program?
We've had a pretty big lead up to it. We've been training since November last year, and some of the other teams have been training for about 2 years for this game. It's pretty much, you know, we focus on our diet, we're hitting gyms, getting big and strong, and we're out in the field doing technical work. Football, this gridiron is very technical, and you've got to get, everything has to be perfect for everything to work. So it's been quite tough in terms of transferring sports, but once again, it's an amazing new challenge.
Wow. And what can we expect at the launch next Wednesday? I hear that you're having a big launch at Amy Park, and, you know, it's all going to go off there. What can we expect?
Yeah, well, our first game is in Amy Park in 10 days, but the actual official launch is this weekend in New South Wales. But for Melbourne, Amy Park, we're expecting, you know, fireworks, atmosphere, crowds going
fireworks?
Wild, you know. Yeah, they've got some fireworks going on.
And what time Wednesday?
Not Wednesday. Our first game's on Saturday.
Saturday, right, I see. I might
Saturday,
be there on
Amy
Saturday.
Park.
Right, I see. What are your plans on Saturday, Adam?
I have to work, unfortunately, but I know where you'll be on Saturday.
I thought you were going to be my lesbro on the weekend, but clearly not. Well, Penny Callery, thanks so much for joining us and telling us all about LFL. Good luck for your game on Saturday, and go Maidens.
And where can they get more information, guys. Penny?
You can go onto the Vic Maidens Facebook page, which is... Facebook page, Victorian Maidens, obviously. All the information's on there. You can buy tickets at tickettech.com and just Google LFL Maidens and, you know, hit us up there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Penny. It's 16 minutes past 8. Joy 94.9, you're rising up with Ginny and Adam.
Hi, I'm not Kim.
I'm not Chloe.
And I'm not Courtney.
And we're not the Kardashians.
But we love waking up to Ginny on a Wednesday morning on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.